If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Ready, Mr. Haas? We're teeing you up here.
Let's go.
You had a listener call into your show that you helped, that we tried to get to call into the show, but she was preoccupied today.
That's true.
Can you quickly explain on her behalf what you did for her and the challenge that you overcame?
Yeah, well, I want to start by taking a second to mention Milton Township. So this is where we met some of the new customers of ours and loyal listeners and such. And maybe what some people don't realize is how many senior services are available at that township level. You know, I'm a local sure. government guy, right?
Yeah.
So I'm experimenting and talking with some of these townships. And so we went to a bingo lunch and met a bunch of the team and met their team. And
you ever play strip bingo?
Wow. Not that I can talk about.
Different demographic. Yeah.
No.
Right, smart Jim, answer.
Not in that township.
Wait, Dave, have you? Okay.
Dave hosts it.
Well, you knew about it.
You know, I've hosted some bingo nights
right.
too.
Have you?
That. Yeah, I've had that's that on cool. the belt. Yeah, I like that.
Well, attention, Milton Township, I've got a fundraising idea for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think the idea is you get some folks together who are needing to learn about some services, and that's what I'm all about with this bathroom safety thing, and bringing the easy step, bringing some more awareness, and making sure that folks know that they can live in their home mm-hmm. longer for a fraction of the cost of doing that remodel. And so that's the message. And you get people in and out, and that bathing independence takes them a lot longer.
Is there anything that you guys have come up with to regulate water? Because my grandmother was in a bathtub, scalded herself in a bathtub because something happened with the hot water. This was like 60 years or 50-some years ago, right? 40-some years ago. Mm-hmm. She had third-degree burns and eventually passed away because it was a horrible.
Wow. It's terrible.
Yeah. You know, thank you for listening to the show here, not to bring everybody down, but that's a big thing, right? Older listeners, more experienced listeners have trouble with their hands, gripping. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that's been developed in the past 40-some years that still have... the turn knob type of hot water, one's hot, one's cold. Has anything come up or no? Not yet.
This is a little bit out of my league.
The answer
is
yes.
I think maybe the question though is if you still have the two handle system,
change it.
You got to change it to solve the problem. Mm. So that I don't think there's an invention to stop
that
the
or change
system.
Your hot water heater. Hot water heaters now are very different than they were.
Sure.
You could actually change your hot water heater down
so
a little bit.
So
you're not going to hit that degree ever. Yeah. But yeah, your new valves for sure. I mean, they have levers now for that reason. Yeah. And then your new valves actually have a temperature gauge on
them. There's an anti-scald.
Correct.
Okay. On the new valve.
Yeah. So they have.
Yeah. I digress. Sorry about that. It just popped into my head. You were talking about helping experience.
Safety is everything.
Safety is number one.
So we'll roll into whatever we want to talk about.
So what other tips did you give them? Top three or four tips. What did you tell them?
Oh,
from your bingo.
So you know you've got grab bars, and we talk about those and how they're keep you safe, keep you. So we get rid of shower doors as many times as possible. At least a suggestion. Some people want them, and I think if you're going to do an actual conversion and do a tub to a shower conversion, the full thing, then a shower door is probably not a bad idea. But if you're going to fall and you're going to grab for whatever, the shower door is not the thing that you want to lay into.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, so that's number one.
Well, we'll dive deeper. You both agree not. Why?
Yeah, I mean, it's not those towel bars that are drilled through the glass are just not rated for any amount of weight.
So I saw one actually that claimed it, and I want to go to the manufacturer and be like, really? Like, okay. So you're 350 pounds while it's falling, you're gonna put your warranty and stamp it that this glass is gonna hold that.
And that's
there's
the thing.
No,
you don't have to be 350 pounds, right?
No.
To explain. And maybe some people don't realize that you're 150 pounds or 120
even
100. Pounds, and falling creates a lot more weight and that pressure. And then we do things like put a grab bar in an angle so that you're dispersing that weight as well. If it's totally horizontal, there's more pressure going down on that.
Easy step. This is the first time you've been on with Dave.
Yeah.
First time you've been on with Igor. And they'll probably recommend, you know.
Having her often.
Yeah, having her all the time.
Who is this broad? Get her off.
My God.
Whoa.
Race for impact. No, but she's never heard of and talk about the easy step, which I would like you to dive deeper. We got to hit a break here.
Yep.
But this is something for experienced homeowners. You've never been on with Dave before.
Yeah.
He comes into a bathtub. that into a bathroom with a bathtub and cuts an opening out.
Oh yeah,
that makes it easy transition. But it's special.
Yeah,
because he'll put it back when they're ready to move out.
Oh okay. Wow.
And I just want to talk to you about it.
And I think people being able to do that just gives them a sense of independence. Like,
exactly.
When you lose that, like, mentally what that does to people is just far more than you'd think. So
let's talk about that, and also the resaleability of having a tub when you go to sell it, and you could kill two birds with one stone here. So we got to hit a break here. We're going to throw it over to the newsroom. 312-981-7200. Some MegaPros call, text, and photo line. More with David Haas from Miracle Method after the news, traffic, and weather. This is Homes from Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Before we get rolling again, special programming announcement. Apple Chevy is hosting their annual toy drive party today between 11 and 2 p.m. Mingle with Bob Surratt's out there. What better time is there than to hang out with Bob Surratt? Bring the whole family. They will visit. There'll be a visit from Santa, an amazing balloon artist, carolers, and much more. Also, our friends at Beverly Records will be DJing, spinning classic holiday records, complimentary Lil Malnati's pizza, chances to win prizes, and much, much more. All you have to do is to bring one new or many, or you know, a number of new unwrapped toys for the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve Toys for Tots to help less fortunate Chicago area kids. Apple Chevy's the largest single location toy drive in the area. Let's make this year even merrier. Apple Chevy is located at 8585 West 159th Street in Tinley Park. So check out, if you want more information, go to applechevy.com. So that's pretty cool.
Lou that Malnati's. Is cool.
Listen, how can you miss? You got Beverly Records, Bob Surratt, and Lou Malnati's Pizza.
Yeah. And all you got, and you're helping people.
Yeah.
You forgot that last one.
I think there's your ticket. You know, you get Bob out on some more visits, and then you get to host.
There you
go. You know, like a Friday, get Bob out there.
Dave said it was challenging.
Maybe he gets food poisoning. I don't know. Maybe
here come the texts.
Maybe somebody
slipped on some ice.
Maybe somebody accidentally knocks him over.
Yeah, sure.
And then I got to fill in again.
Yeah.
It's okay. So go to Apple Chevy. That's a tough radio show.
That's what you said.
Four hours at 6 to 10. Bob, that's off the Bob. 312-981. So nice job to our friends at Apple Chevy for hosting that for the needy kids out there that need gifts and toys this holiday season. They can't afford them. Let's talk about the Easy Step.
Yeah, get back into it.
Sarah's first time on the show with you.
Yeah, you're going to like this.
The Easy Step enables you to go into a home that has a bathtub and walk Sarah, and our listeners might not be aware of this, through it.
I'm going to use two listener stories that are actually from this week, if you can believe it, because the speed at which we can do this is far greater than a remodel. And
sure,
so if you have somebody that has mobility challenges, or in this case, just even, I mean, very close to here, a high-rise a listener called, actually the son called, because unfortunately his mom fell off the curb. I mean, a saint of a woman, I'm told the whole story, parked her car diagonally so that they could tend to this woman, and they called him. We can do this type of, typically the job is done in 4 hours.
Wow.
So while you're kind of figuring things out and you don't know what's going on, and you there's surgery or there's this or there's that, we can modify the bathroom to make sure that there's plenty of options before. And I'll say a second one, dear friends of mine, the mom walking her dog got a little wrapped up in the leash. I mean, it's a little cold. It was earlier in the week and took a spill. And, you know, so I'm passionate about helping folks make good decisions, save some money, be in a safer place. And again, in 4 to 5 hours, we can do this job.
In this day and age, when we are at $1.08 trillion of credit card debt, student loans kicked back in, we have consumer spending starting to slow down, and people are starting to stop spending money on things that they don't need with money they don't have, and getting gifts for people that don't want the gifts that you're buying them with money that you don't have. The best gift that you could give is safety.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is a gift that keeps on giving. You don't have to wrap it. You just have to open the bathroom door and say, hey, guess what we did? Here you go. And then, I don't need anything. This is my home. Yeah, guess what? We don't need mom and dad having a header.
Is that what you're going to sound like?
Yeah, that's
what
I already sound like.
That's why I talk about kids with grab bars, too. It's not a bad thing to have.
No.
That anti-slip mat that I talk about on here. First thing I did, put it in my kid's bathroom.
Same.
I think it takes the edge off that a little bit. I think, and you see the importance of it. I think that the kids need to learn it. I think that sometimes, I mean, our parents are a little grumpy in that transition part. But I try to even tell the guys on our team here, and we do some great work, and the guys do great work, and we just say, you know, it's still okay. It's cool to be safe.
It is cool. Yeah. It's great to be safe.
It's great to be safe. It's also great not to get the call at 3 in the morning that mom and dad fell down and hit their head and is being rushed to the hospital.
So that's one aspect. But then the other is like the updating that you can do with the products, which is incredible. I feel like 50% of buyers want to make some changes to cabinetry, to tile. And it sounds like you've got an incredible solution to those problems as well.
The resurfacing.
And then the other half of the business, really, we're working on refinishing, resurfacing things from tubs to tile to cabinets and more. And the idea being that you don't have to replace something every time something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not really broken. It's just dated, right?
Just not pretty.
Right? Yeah.
Jeremy and I talk about how you can always blow it up. I mean, you can remodel. If it doesn't work out or you don't like the color. I mean, I love the idea of somebody trying a dark color on their counters for the first time and spending a lot less than stone and going through the pain. And in our case, again, with a kitchen counter, we're done in a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, I mean, virtually no stress.
Yeah.
How many investment properties do you currently own?
About 10.
And the investment properties, and this is for others interested in getting into the investment property game.
Mm-hmm.
You buy the house, you put the down payment, maybe you pay cash, maybe you have investors that come in to throw money in and you do it. And you might have to put a little perfume on the pig, right? Now, the cost of replacing, from an investing standpoint, right, and the 10 homes that you buy and the more that you're going to do, the cost of, and the time, cause on the investment property game, the way to win that game is to get somebody's butt in that house to start paying you
immediately.
Rent. That's right.
As fast as you can.
Yeah, right.
So if you could get somebody in there, you do a deep clean, and they've got cabinets from 1973. Right?
Yeah, he was saying they can take them and paint them, and then if you could do, there's tile in the bathrooms and freshen it up. Like to take something from an almond color tile to a white, it's a world of difference.
Yep.
So to be able to do that stuff quickly and reasonably is... It's great.
Yeah. Cost and time. How much? So you got a circa 1970 kitchen. It's the L. You might have a what's that thing called in the middle?
An island.
Yeah, thank you. You might have an island. I don't know.
It's not surrounded by anything, and it's a piece.
It's
so
typically with water.
Land. What is it?
Typically,
yeah. Okay. Got it.
Okay. So it's got that island thing, right? So you might have You know what I'm saying? You've got your circa.
It's a kitchen.
It's a kitchen.
Go ahead, Dave.
And you got to spray it. And you might have the bathroom with the avocado green or the lime yellow or the lime green. You don't want those colors. How quick can your team come in and turn that around?
Yeah, most of the projects are done between 2 and 3 days, and sometimes with cabinets you're looking at 4 or 5, and we're sort of in and out, and we work together. We've got a great team, and they're trained well, and so we'll throw more power at it when you need to hurry. But the idea is you're not waiting on fixtures.
Right.
You're not
A kitchen remodel takes weeks or months. I've heard customers say, "Hey, I hired a company and it took 7 months to do my kitchen."
When it's
seven
two
months?
Totally different budgets, right?
Yeah. I mean, and that.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're given options. And
what do you do for countertops? So what were you saying
so
with that?
So it's the same thing. Yeah, it's all essentially the same process. We just use the right product for the situation. So with the kitchen counter, we're using an acrylic resin system, and we spray on a new finish. And so we're working with the existing, a lot of laminate people out there, but then there's folks that buy a new home, and there's just granite everywhere.
Your dark granite.
Yeah, dark granite, and then it goes up the wall. It's the backsplash, too, and it would just be a full remodel to deal with that. And so we'll do things like that.
One flat color, or is it different?
There are 60 or so colors that are kind of in the immediate wheelhouse, if you will. A lot of whites and grays, as you can imagine you've seen, I'm sure. We bring samples to the home and show people what you can do in your lighting, with your windows, with your wood, floors and such. And give you the best option.
That's great.
We have a 630 texter here. You want to read it on the air there, bud?
This one?
Yeah, the shower tile.
My shower tile is in great shape. Is it possible to add a grab bar?
Yes, yeah, that's so absolute core to the offering, and we have a nice bathroom safety package that we can put together, which would include an anti-slip floor, a couple grab bars. We'll give you an analysis what you need, and then of course this is key. If you're there, which we prefer, we will put the grab bar where you need it.
Yeah,
so the guy doesn't just go throw it up and just pick a spot on the wall.
Because people come in different sizes.
Yeah,
and shapes.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So you're 5'2", you're 6'10", you gotta move that a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, there's a guy that you might know. It's a pretty big deal.
David Hochberg.
Nope. I knew that was coming. A little bigger than me.
Okay.
Eric Wozowicz.
Oh, yeah.
Trustee.
Yeah, fellow Husky.
Fellow Husky.
Mr. Big deal.
Mr. Big deal.
Yeah, and a fraternity brother.
And
of
a
yours.
Fraternity brother of mine makes him even a bigger deal.
Yeah.
He's listening. come on.
The affiliation alone, right?
Yeah, just, of course. So he just wanted to give you a shout out. He has a sick cat, and he's on the way back from the veterinarian.
Well,
veteran?
Thanks for listening.
Veterinarian.
thanks for listening.
Two different things.
I think the Huskies holiday party is next week. Okay. I think you probably check your email.
Must have lost that invitation.
No, you got it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Eric would know.
Everybody but Hochberg. 312-981-7200. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your team.
Yeah, we'd love a phone call at 630-832-2250 or miraclemethod.com/WGN.